And you know what? This is one of my great mysteries in life. Leanne Gatos is joining me this morning, the Home and Garden Expo this week in Carbondale. When you have a Home and Garden Expo, is it rain that makes people go or sunshine?
Both.
Is it? See?
It's both.
I've heard that said, actually. I swear. So tonight, showers likely, 60% chance. Tomorrow, it's a 90% chance. Showers with thunderstorms, 46. Really starts about 1 in the morning and then runs through the day tomorrow. 90% chance, 58 showers, possibly a thunderstorm and windy. See, and I'm thinking, hey, it's good for attendance. And it would be, too, if it was sunny.
It's true. People will come whether it's raining or sunny, but either way, it'll be the reason they don't go too.
That's exactly right. So fun marketing, isn't it? You know, this Home and Garden Expo, once upon a time there was a Sears dream book for Christmas. These Home and Garden Expos have become the dream book for adults, I think. And it's been a trend that has been manifested probably, you know, in the better part of over 12 years. We really have become a nester. We go home. We like to build up our home inside. This is where we go. It's our fortress of solitude.
I agree completely. And I think that the Home and Garden Show is like a candy store for adults. I think that this is their opportunity to go and ooh and ah and see all of the new things that are out. You know, start to build personal relationships with the companies. It gives them just a good opportunity to see a wide variety in one place.
It's odd that when the first thing you say about building personal relationships, I think of hot tubs.
We will
have
hot tubs.
Good place to build personal relationships.
Aloha Pools and Spas will be there out of Cape Girardeau.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you, because I saw a number at the Chamber of Commerce about the number of vendors that you were going to have, mm-hmm. and I believe we were talking about 80 or 90.
We were hopeful. I think we have around 60 or so that are actually going to be there. We still have a couple spots open. But currently, we have around 60.
Give me a sampling here. We talked about hot tubs, mm-hmm. and the reason why it comes top of mind is because, well, I want one. but it's a little different than that, because when a homeowner these days, you're looking for a person who can fix a roof and make a better garden. I mean, there's a large spectrum here. Who do you have? Give me a sampling.
There is. We have landscaping. Green Ridge Landscaping will be there. Coleman Lawn will be there.
I'm hoping Coleman Lawn has an answer about moles. If you've got a mole-killing specialist, I'd like you to point him out.
Well, I would encourage you to stop by and check him out.
Good.
We also have cabinets. We've got Cutco Knives will be there. Parker Heating, Parker Brothers Plumbing.
Right.
We've got some heating and air. We just have a really big variety of vendors this year.
Now, what else, what goes on? I mean, because we're talking about the hours here, this goes on for 2 days. So if
Correct.
You don't like rain, it's Sunday. And if you want to go inside away from the rain, it's Saturday. 9 to 6, I believe it is.
On Saturday.
Uh-huh. And 11 to 4 on Sunday. How much cost to get in?
It's $5. Kids 12 and under are free.
Okay. I've got a couple of tickets, matter of fact, that I'm going to give away free later this hour if you want to go to the Home and Garden Expo. So the location, the arena?
That is correct.
Because the last time I went, the Home and Garden people were out in the parking lot.
We'll have a native plant sale.
That's what it was.
Sponsored
I think I was at.
Keep Carbondale Beautiful, huh?
That's right.
Yep.
When I was out there and trying to take a look. So experts?
Of course. They're all experts in their own fields.
All right. And so what you want to do is get up, say, look, if you want to look at a cabinet, you want to look at a hot tub, you want to talk about a new pool, you want to talk about a new roof.
We'll also have some demonstrations this year,
yeah.
Increased schedule from last year, some different things like Helitech will be giving a demonstration.
About wet basements.
That's correct.
And what a perfect day to be able to talk about that, because a lot of people have been fighting it after that big rain we had in Heron a couple of weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Helitech, probably phone was busy, I would think.
Ground Effects Flooring will be doing a demonstration. The one that I'm excited about is Buy a Home in 20 Minutes by Realty Central at Justin Zerlinden and Bob Davenport. So we just have a wide variety of things available this year. Sunday, we also have a lot of activities for kids.
Good.
We're doing a community, Carbondale Community Arts is doing a kids activity that's garden focus, and then they have the Lego competition right after that.
All right, so they get to build their own miniature homes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was one of my favorite things. I already had my fantasy place that I was going to build when I was an adult. You know how hard it is to make an A-frame out of Legos?
It's pretty hard.
It's really challenging. Roof never looks right. Linda Gatos joining us this morning. The Home Expo, it goes on at the SIU Arena, starts tomorrow morning at 9, starts Sunday morning at 11. $5 to get in. I would imagine there's probably some items that are going to be given away inside as well.
Yeah, we do have door prize. SIU Credit Union is giving us $100. They're sponsoring our $100 door prize giveaway. Good. And then some of our vendors have also contributed to door prizes as well.
All right. So this weekend, if you've got some additions for your – want to make some additions to your house – I was talking about this with Kate at home. Now that we own a home, it seems like it changes how you think about where you live as opposed to renting, as I had for so many years. Well, is it time to get the handrail changed? And what's the city code for a handrail based on how many steps you have so somebody doesn't fall? This is the stuff you have to deal with. The storm door sags. Have you ever met one? Somebody doesn't have a storm door that sags? Anybody?
No,
right? That's what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Get a new one. How much does it cost? So you can find somebody who knows how to hang a door right. I mean, it's interesting how when you go through, I mean, you start thinking about solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to R. Beck the other day. He says, man, you know what we can do? We look at this from a satellite, and we figure out the dimensions, and we already know without going to your house how many solar panels your roof will take so we can keep your house. There are a lot of things going on like this. 3D rendering so you can see those cabinets in your home before they're installed, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited. I can't wait to see what the vendors bring this year. I hope to have some new things. But you mentioned Orbeck. AES will be there, and so will Straight Up Solar.